Support for WPR comes from Oakwood Village Prairie Ridge, a locally owned and operated nonprofit retirement community offering a full continuum of care and services on Madison's East Side. More at oakwoodvillage.net.
Support comes from the Racine Literacy Council. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day at Celtic Night for Literacy, Friday, March 13th at the Marriott, featuring dinner and entertainment. The Atlantic Wave, the Billy Mitchell Scottish Pipe and Drum Band, and the Caledonia Scottish Dancers. Visit racineliteracy.com.
Now for Dance of the Hours by composer Amilcare Ponchielli. Leonard Bernstein directs the New York Philharmonic. Dance of the Hours by composer Amilcare Ponchielli. Leonard Bernstein directed the New York Philharmonic. We're going to be listening to some more dance music later in the hour, work of Gabriel Fauré, Masque et Bergamasque, here on Morning Classics.
Look, when I was still on the job back in Philly, we had this case.
On the next Fresh Air, Jonathan Banks, who played a private eye slash fixer in Breaking Bad. He reprises the role in the prequel Better Call Saul. And we talk with the show's co-creator and writer, Peter Gould. Join us.
Fresh Air with Terry Gross comes this evening at 7, right here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Support for WPR comes from the Wisconsin Union Theater, presenting the Kronos Quartet, playing Laurie Anderson, Charles Mingus, and Martinoff's Beatitudes, Saturday, March 14th at 8. More at uniontheater.wisc.edu.
Support comes from Gateway Technical College. Jobs with starting salaries of between $28,000 and $40,000 are awaiting Gateway graduates with associate degrees in accounting. Learn more about on-demand online classes. Visit gtc.edu.
Coming up later in the hour, an offering of work of Scott Joplin. But first we have this selection of George Frederick Handel, a concerto, A Due Cori, number 1 in B-flat major. Raymond Lepard directs the English Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
Handel's Concerto, Due Cori, No. 1 in B-flat major. Raymond Lepard directed the English Chamber Orchestra. Coming up next, we're going to hear a piano rag of Scott Joplin on Morning Classics.
Support for WPR comes from contributing members. Listener support makes up the single largest part of our budget. And it's why WPR is such a valuable source for high-quality news, talk, and entertainment programs. Thank you.
Support for WGTD comes from Vero International Cuisine in Racine on 6th Avenue near Monument Square, featuring American food with an international twist in a serene setting with intimate and exotic touches. Online at verointernationalcuisine.com.
Now for music of Scott Joplin. A work called Solace, a Mexican serenade composed in 1909 in the form of a tango rhythm. Here's a performance with Joshua Rifkin.
Thank you.
We just heard music of Scott Joplin. Solace, a Mexican serenade, played by Joshua Rifkin. From a tango, we're now going to go to a kind of a rustic dance feeling with Masque Bergamasque, work of Gabriel Fauré. This work has four movements, beginning with an overture, followed by a minuet, gavotte, and concluding with a pastoral. Ludovic Morlo conducts the Seattle Symphony.
Thank you.
Concluding this first hour of Morning Classics with a work of Gabriel Fauré, Masque et Bergamasque. Ludovic Morlot conducted the Seattle Symphony. And that first hour went by so quickly, and it just felt like the weather, just so happy and bright. Because looking at the Wisconsin weather forecast for today, sunny and very mild with highs near 50. Tonight, mostly clear with lows in the 30s. And then tomorrow, some more of the same, sunny and very mild, highs in the low to mid-50s. Looking at our second hour of Morning Classics, quite a selection, beginning with a work for violin and guitar by Niccolo Paganini, followed by the Norfolk Rhapsody No. 2 of Rayfun Williams. And then we'll hear a work of Domenico Cimarosa, a concertante, followed by Alexander Borodin's String Quartet No. 2, the Nocturne from that work, and then rounding out the hour with a Divertimento by Franz Joseph Haydn. Wonderful music to look forward to in our next hour. And looking forward to later this evening here on Wisconsin Public Radio, beginning at 8 o'clock, Bill McLaughlin starts a new theme for the week in Exploring Music. He'll explore the music of Samuel Barber, one of the great American romantics, including the Adagio for Strings. And that begins at 8 o'clock tonight here on Wisconsin Public Radio. And I want to remind you, when you are listening to classical music on Wisconsin Public Radio and you'd like to hear a selection that you really enjoyed, you can request it on Classics by Request. And that's Saturday mornings when I host beginning at 10 o'clock. And I do encourage you to get your requests in early anytime by going to our website, WPR.org. You're listening to Morning Classics on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Support for WPR comes from the UW-Madison Tandem Press. Find contemporary prints by international artists. Open daily, 9 to 5, and Saturdays by appointment. 1743 Commercial Avenue, Madison. More at tandempress.wisc.edu.
Support for WGTD comes to you from Andrea's, a Kenosha tradition since 1911. A unique shopping experience time and time again, and that's what brings you back. Andrea's, a proud supporter of programming on WGTD HD.
You're listening to WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn.